Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg, Montana's leading cities. Hear a lot of complaints about things from high taxes to traffic, but Nick Northern says a new national ranking says some of our cities are the best run in the country.
Montana is getting some recognition for how well its cities are managed, with a new report ranking the best run cities in the state. According to the list, Missoula and Billings all landed near the top thanks to factors like financial stability, public safety, and quality of city services. The rankings look at how effectively local governments are operating compared to other cities across the country, and these Montana communities held their own in several key areas. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
The IRS announcing major tax relief for members of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes, and the Crow tribe as well, who suffered severe winter weather last year. There's going to be an extension on some of the tax requirements until the end of September. As expected, a coalition of local and national conservation groups launching a legal challenge against the Bitterroot Front Plan, a multi-year effort to manage Forest Service lands for wildfire safety for years to come. Bitterroot National Forest unveiled the plan last month, culminating more than a decade of work to develop a plan that would use selective timber management to cut fire risk in the Bitterroot. However, the Center for Biological Diversity, Friends of the Bitterroot, and several other organizations filed a formal notice yesterday saying they intend to sue the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service. The groups allege the Bitterroot Front Project violates the Endangered Species Act. Opponents argue the timber harvesting would permanently scar canyon vistas and carve up critical connected habitats for threatened species like grizzly bears, bull trout, and wolverines. Forest Service leaders say the plan doesn't call for any new road building and would only use select timber sale operations as well as other means to cut fire risk in the Bitterroot for the next 20 years. It's seen as one of the most hazardous places in the country for a major massive wildfire. This is the Montana State News Network.